We're talking about radical ideas for reinventing elections. And the one that I haven't been able to stop thinking about is let kids vote. Political scientist Jonathan Bernstein makes the case for lowering the voting age to birth, age zero. Charles Monroe Cain asked if that isn't completely bizarre.
In fact, it's more odd that we don't have vote from birth than that we do. If back in the 16th century or 17th century or whatever, when they first started voting, we had vote for birth and just assumed that parents would take care of it until the kids were old enough to act for themselves, we would think it's completely normal. Nobody would think it's weird. And in fact, people would think it's really horrible to take away the vote from babies and infants and toddlers and 10-year-olds.
Oh my gosh, I have a million follow-up questions to what you just said. So let's just argue that tomorrow we lower the voting age to zero. How would it work?
Presumably, parents would act on behalf of their kids up to some age, and you could have various different rules for it. You could say up to 10-year-old, 15-year-old, whatever, 6-year-old, up to the point where they were tall enough to stand, to get up to the button and press it themselves, or whatever. I'm not actually convinced that babies should vote. I just think it's an interesting idea. I do think that 14-year-olds should vote, and 12-year-olds.
But why?
Let me back up slightly and say, one way of looking at voting and why we have democracy in the first place is because participation in how we organize our own lives is good in its own self. It's something humans can do, is to organize collectively how they live their lives. If we think of it that way, then the case for one-year-olds voting is not so strong. But the case for young people voting, for 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds, someplace in there, becomes a strong case because that's when you learn, that's when you start being able to make decisions and participate. Maybe not the best decisions, but we don't in a democracy test to see whether people are going to make the best decisions before they vote.
It's so interesting. I was thinking about myself at, let's say, 14 or 15 years old. In one way, I think, God, I was such an idiot. On another way, I think to myself, my gosh, if there was an election when I was 14, that person's going to be my president for the next 4 years, maybe 8 years, and all those decisions are going to affect me, but I won't be able to have any control over them. And I should have a right.
Oh, it's worse than that.
Yeah.
It's worse than that. Justice Kennedy on the Supreme Court was nominated by Ronald Reagan in 1987, I think.
Right.
So, you know, the past has a lot of influence over what we do today, and our kids are stuck with it. And why should they be?
Do you think this is realistic? I mean, do you think that there's a chance that we could lower the age back down?
There have been a couple of initiatives. There's one, I believe, in San Francisco right now to lower it to 16. I do know that Tacoma Park, Maryland, suburb of Washington, D.C., lowered the voting age to 16 a couple years ago. And again, that's only for local elections. The constitutional requirement is a minimum. You can't, no state, Texas, Wisconsin can't say you have to be 20 to vote. The Constitution says 18. But if Wisconsin wants to say 12 or 14 or 17, they can do that.
And it seems to me what you're saying philosophically is that it's not about the vote at the moment for the 10-year-old or the 14-year-old or the 3-year-old. It's about empowering that vote for the future for democracy. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah. It's about making participation in democracy part of their lives before you get to teenage years where you are worried about a whole lot of other things. And the first thing we tell kids who are studying this stuff in school, and they have to, they don't have any choice about it because they don't have a vote. But the first thing we tell them is, oh yeah, you can start voting, you know, 10 years from now or 6 years from now or whatever. You have no voice right now. I think that the lesson would be more powerful in schools if they did have, and tell them, oh, and that's that thing you did with your parents last time. Here's why it matters.
It'd be more fun to be a civics teacher in high school, wouldn't it, if that was going on?
I think so.
Yeah.
Jonathan Bernstein is a Bloomberg View columnist and author of A Plain Blog About Politics. He talked with Charles Monroe Cain.